Looks like I share. Okay. See, Parsha Nitzavim. Oh, we wanted it. Oh, how are we wanting to do the sharing?
This is good.
Oh, we wanted you wanted the layout.
Oh, the little guy down
I
there.
see the little
Okay.
me in here.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's cute. But make it full page. Is it full page?
You mean full page? Is that good?
Yeah.
Can you see me? There we go. I have
Yeah.
screen sharing. Okay, there's me and the screen.
Could we get the letters bigger or
Oh, we can. More? Better?
good.
Okay. We are a week away from Rosh Hashanah. This part of the Shabbat is for Slichot if you're Ashkenazi. Rosh Hashanah, 10 days from now. So this week, Parsha Moshe gives the people a multiple choice test. Fortunately, he gives you the answer too. He says, "I am calling to testify today, calling as witnesses the heavens and the earth." Okay, this is the test. You have life and death are placed before you. Blessing and curse. You should choose the life. Right, telling you what the answer is. So that you will live, you and your children. And Moshe likes this image of calling the Shemayim Va'aretz to testify. Repeats that a lot. Next parak, say also in this week's parsha, Akilah, I called Zikneichem, gather to me all the elders of the tribes and all your officers, by the bribes, the ham, and the brima ela, and I will speak to you in your ears of these things. I will call to testify Shemayim Va'aretz. Because I know that after I die, you're going to mess everything up. And you'll stray from the path I've commanded you. And all this bad will happen to you at the end of the
Really?
opposite. Because you will do that which is wrong, B'nai Hashem, Lachiso, and you will make God angry. What you do. Or beginning of Parsha Hazinu. Listen, O heavens, and I will speak, and may the earth hear the words of my mouth. What's this image of the heavens and the earth? Why are we calling them? So Rashi offers a number of explanations. The one I want to focus on, it takes them as a role model. It's not so much that the heavens are going to testify, but they're going to be example for you, B'nai Israel. You don't want to mess up. Look at the heavens and the earth. Rashi, calling heavens and earth to testify. Amar Lamakosh Baruch Israel. Shem says to B'nai Israel, Istaklu b'shamayim shebarati. Look at these heavens that I created. L'shamesh etchem, to serve you. Shema shanu mivdatam. Did they change? The heavens change their characteristics? Do they ever vary? Mizrach, did the sun ever, never, ever, ever not rise in the east? The ear look olam and illuminate the world. Like it says, shemesh, right? In case you don't trust the scientists, it says so in Kohelet, even more absolute, right? The sun rises, sun sets. Ba'aretz, look at the earth. Shebarati I created that to serve you. Shema shin tamidata, did it change what it does? Did you ever plant and it didn't sprout? Or you plant wheat and barley comes up? So these heaven and the earth that have no reward and no punishment. If they do God's will, they don't get rewarded. If they don't do God's will, they're not punished. And still, they just obey God's will. They obey the laws of physics. Atem shatem zechitem. You have the privilege to kabu zachar, that if you merit it, you'll get rewarded. If you sin, you'll get punished. Acha kama kama. Certainly, you should do the right thing, since you get a reward and punishment there. So Sfat MS is bothered by this achava kama because there's no comparison. That's by definition, right? The heavens, the earth, the celestial bodies, the earth don't have any free will. What do you mean? They do God's will. If in chotim and they don't. There's no way to for the moon to sin. It just is. Yeah, what does that do with our mistakes? And that's this is MS. Right? Pirush Rashi klum shinu shamayim ba'aretz miyotam. The heavens earth change. Well, chora may raya b'hem. And apparently, what's this proof? They have no free will. What am I even comparing them? Kol panim move on, but we should still understand. Ki miderach hateva, nimshach kol davar acharei Hashem itbarach v'tzivuyav. That the natural state of things is everything follows God's commands. That's the state of nature. Those are the laws of nature, right? That's God's will. There's no way of saying the same thing. In came vaday lo nigra hada. So then you should, but what your Moshe is saying, what Rashi is interpreting Moshe is saying, is that you person should realize they're not any worse. Lo nigra mizeh.
They're
Right?
not what?
Any worse than that, any less than that. Your natural
Oh.
state to follow God's will. Okay, you certainly do that with gravity, right? You fall off a cliff, you're going to fall. Okay, you don't have to worry about averis and gravity. But Rashi, but there's aspects which you actually have the option on. You have Yetzer Tov, pulling you in different directions. But if it weren't for the fact that you had this Yetzer Ra that would overpower the Tov, Mela, Mitzad Atzmo, Yimshach Tov, that you have naturally gone after the Tov in the sense of God's will. Your natural state is to follow Hashem's will. That's the way you should look at the world. And this is how we can understand the pasuk in Tehillim, where it says, "B'cha Chesed, mercy belongs to you, God, because you pay everyone according to what their acts." And so the question was this Chesed. Gemara has a question on this pasuk. So here's the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Elazar brings a contradiction. It says, you have chesed, and you pay everyone according to what they do. That's din. So Hashem, we're acting with chesed or with din, that's the question. The answer, of course, is yes. We have both these aspects of God. And he says, that start, everything starts with din. That's the way God created the world. That's the natural state. And then Hashem brings chesed into it.
Oh, so he doesn't stick to what you should get always.
That would be the interpretation that somebody Hashem is merciful when you don't necessarily deserve it. But he's saying no, that the chesed is still something a little bit different. That's
Oh.
what happens. That the chesed he's talking about here, Aga, this is the Sfas is again continuing on. He says, according to the Gemara, Achmi she'oseh tov. But you should realize that when you're doing the right thing, you're going to Tov. This is Hashem's gift to you. Yes, Hashem has given you that natural state that you will do the right thing. And your job is to overcome the Yetzer Hara.
Okay.
It's not impossible. You can do this. So if you don't follow the Yetzer Hara, then automatically your inner self will come out. That your inner nature, your natural inclination, really is to do the right thing. And as we said, that's Hashem's chesed. That's why you look at Hashem's chesed, that your natural state, you're given that. Okay, you don't have to work that hard at doing the right thing. That will come out. Overcome
So,
your Sahara.
why is it important to logically to reverse the order? of the two phrases. Like he.
I see what you're saying, but Tehillim has the chesed first and the Gemara. I think he's saying
Right.
that
It works
what
both, I mean,
it works
right?
either way, that both of them are there. So he's saying that the chesed is what's it's kind of hidden inside. That you can bring the chesed out. But I
Well, for
don't.
one thing, it begins ulacha, like, and, it doesn't sound like the beginning of a sentence.
Right. I mean, obviously you have to concede in context. Let's see the rest of this here.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, it's the last pasuk there. Okay, so it starts out with Achati Ber Elokim Shtaim Zu Shamati, famous quote that God speaks once and it has multiple layers of meaning.
Oh, that's
Okay,
a nice
Achati Ber
quote. I
Elokim
don't know
Shtaim
it.
Zu Shamati. That's a famous quote. You can always quote
Oh.
Achati Ber Elokim Shtaim Zu Shamati. God says one thing, we hear two different things in here. And it says, Ki Oz Elokim, God is the power, Ulacha Chesed, you have the power and the Chesed, because you pay everything according to their deeds.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so that's it. That both of these are power, and that the chesed there he's saying is the fact that we have this natural inclination and the idea that both the laws of physics and laws of halacha are ratzon Hashem. Just that human beings have the
But we're
ability to
left with
want.
the question about who asked the question about how is this a good mashal because they have no say in
Right,
what
so
they
we haven't
do.
talked about that yet.
Okay.
Okay, so we're
Whose
saying
question
we're
was it? Who asked it? Rashi? No.
the Sfas Emes,
Oh,
right?
he.
Mai ra
Okay.
mehem, she'en lahem bechira.
Oh, right.
Okay, so that's what
Great.
we're doing. But that is, so he's saying that,
Okay.
yeah, they don't have bechira, but still, that's both of them are ratzon Hashem, but the heavens, the earth, Hashem don't violate any halacha. Human beings have some aspects that they can't violate, right? I can't, again, I
Yeah.
can't say I don't hold by gravity. I'm not so machmiran.
Huh.
Right? We're just as subject to the laws of physics as well as the
Oh,
sun, the moon, the
Danny, I think
stars.
you have to move that comma inside the quote after the word gravity.
You know, I do British. You know, I like this way.
Oh, you do?
That's intentional.
Oh, you have free choice in that matter, but you're wrong.
Okay.
1 minute, I'm just going to get some water.
Okay,
Hey.
so it's the chesed. What Emes is describing is that our is the chesed is that our natural state is like the heavens here. We obey Hashem's will. It's there, and that we're free willed human beings. We need to uncover that. It's kind of hidden. We can cover our natural state, and then we can obey Hashem's will. And that's my introduction to get to Tehillim Perek Yud Tet, which we're going to talk about. Tehillim Yud Tet, chapter 19 is Hashemayim Misaprim Kvod Keil. We know this parak. We say it every Shabbos, right? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament speaks of His works. Yom liyom yabia omer, every day speaks His praise. Laila, and every night reveals wisdom. Ain omer v'ein dvarim, with there are no words. They're not speaking words literally. They just describe this as God's will. This is God's greatness, bli nishma kolam, without any voice being heard. B'chol ha'aretz yetzakavam, throughout the universe, their line goes out. They're all following the same line. B'ksei tevel meleihem, their words at the go to the very ends of the inhabited world. L'shemesh sam ohel bahem, he gave the sun a place among them. A dwelling place among them. And then David and Psalmist focus on the sun itself. The sun is an example of this. Misaprim kfor kel, huk and the sun is like a groom coming out of his chuppah. Yasis kibar is joyous as an athlete relutes or running on a track. That's the sun. In its orbit, just like an athlete running on a track, it's yes, it's happy, it's joyful, it's having fun. Oh, it comes out from one ends of the heavens, and it's in full strength until the end. And there's nothing hidden. What does chamato mean? So
Where is that? Where's Kamato? Where's
ain
Bang?
nistar mechamato. So usually translated, let's see what my JPS
Wait,
translation.
what pasuk is it? I didn't see it. One minute.
Here we go. Mikseh shemayim, it comes out of one end of the heavens, so it's a tam, and it took a foe, and its circuit reaches the other end, and
Oh,
ain
the
nistar
Ein Nechamato.
mechamato. And the
Oh,
idea here is nothing escapes its heat.
that's good for this weather.
Chamat. Are you, is it hot there? It's like 100 degrees
Oh,
here.
terrible.
Okay. And I'm going to say that's wrong. Ein
Oh.
nistar mechamato misses the point. Saying it's not about the sun's heat, right? This is about how the joy that the sun has in fulfilling Hashem's will, right? It's in orbit. I would say Ein nistar mechamato is nothing hidden from it being the chama, from it being the sun. There's nothing hidden from its sunniness. Meaning, the sun knows exactly how to be the sun. Doesn't have to think about it. There are any choices involved. It just is. There are no nistarim there. Right? It's not. That's the idea of it's yes, gibor l'rutz orach. It's like an athlete running on a track. You're just running around in the circle there. There's no chance of being wrong. You're the sun. You obey the laws of physics. Halacha says F equals GM1 M2 over R squared. I remember that from, right? That's Newton's law of gravitation. That's why that's the shape of the orbit. It never gets it wrong. That's the sun. That's the Shamayim Mesaprim Kvodkeo. And then the whole perek switches. It talks about how wonderful the Torah is. Torah Hashem Tmimah, Meshivat Nefesh. Right? Torah is perfect, settles the soul. Edut Hashem Ne'emana, Machakim HaPeti. Testimony of God is trustworthy. It makes the fools wise. Nechmadim Mizahav Mipazrav, more desirable than gold. Mutukim Midvash V'Nofet Tufim, sweeter than honey. Torah is great. But Psalms continue is, I still have trouble obeying those rules. I'm not as good as the sun, right? The sun always it never varies, always does the right thing. Abdachan is Harbahem, right? Your servant, me. I'm careful about them, Bishamram Ekabra, because there's great reward for doing it right. I know that. But Shigiyot Miyavin, but who knows what to do about mistakes? Ministerot Nakeni, Hashem, protect me from the Nistar. If that's the contrast.
Shigiyot is mistakes.
Foolish, Shigayon. Let's see, here we go. How do you want to translate Shigay? Anyway. Shigayot, he translates error. Yeah, that goes with
Oh,
error. There's nothing wrong with that.
yeah.
Yeah, you want a different, this is the modern JPS. I like this. Means to run a keening, right? Clear me from the hidden thing. I think that's the key contrast. The sun is ein nistar mechamato. Sometimes it makes sense because there's nothing nistar from it. There's nothing to decide. There's nothing deep inside. Human beings have nistarot. We get things wrong. We don't know everything. Gam yizidim chasav avdecha, right? Protect me from my intentional sins because I what? Al yimshlu bi, don't let them rule over me as a tam, even though they're very strong. I got this trouble with Yitzhar for doing things wrong. Protect me, Hashem. Nikitim besharav, and you'll protect me. You'll cleanse me from great sin. Right? So it's saying, I'm imperfect. And as opposed to the sun, the Shamayim Ba'aretz, which is Ein
Wait,
Nistar.
read a pasuk yedaled. What is that?
Gam mizidim chasoch avdecha. Clear your servant from zedim from intentional sins as well, right? Right. I make mistakes. I have shigiyot. I have nistarot, and I also have zedim. Right. There are times when I'm doing the wrong thing, and I know full well what I'm doing. Still
Oh.
protect. So clean me. Al yimshalu bi. Do not let them rule over me. These zedim. as a tam, even when they are strong. Niketi, and so therefore I will be naki, I'll be clean, mipesha rav, from the great trade sin. Hashem, I need your help. Okay. Nakini minis tarot. That's the contrast. Sun, the shamayim that speak God's glory, they always do everything right because they're known as the right way to act isn't clear. And even when it is clear, I still can't overcome my yisar hara. That's from the Zedim. And that's why Moshe says in our parsha, the beginning of the parsha says, Hashem, right? These hidden things, the things that I can't necessarily control, I don't know exactly where I'm supposed to do, what I'm supposed to, how to get that, get past it, that belongs to Hashem. And the glotlanu. All we can do is that which is nigla, that's not it. Okay, that's the nistarot. And that it's, but says MS adds that it's possible to reach that, we'll call that hidden core. That's our Avat Hashem. That's inside us. That's our natural state. That's where we're supposed to look at the sun and think, I want to be like that. That's what I'm supposed to be looking at the heavens and the earth. I want to be able to have Hashem.
That's the Nistarot.
Right, that's kind of what's deep inside us, that's what he says. Zeh terutz amitish, kusha Rambam. This is the right answer to the Rambam's question. Now, I haven't found this in Rambam. Everyone asked this question. I found the Rambam inside. Ech sheach mitzvah aseh b'havta. How can there be a mitzvah of loving God? How can I command feelings? V'kadomeh. Devarim ha'tfuliyim b'lev. Things that are feelings. How can Hashem say, you will love God? Okay? Ach, he's saying, ki nitfa ahava l'Hashem yitbarach b'lev kol ish Yisrael. Truth is that we had this avat Hashem. Is built into us. We have that. Have that faith that it's there.
What is the word nitpa?
Like, it is our teva. It is our nature.
Oh. Nice word.
Ach v'rak tzrich adam shelo hitabek b'tavot. But your job in order to get there is to get past the desire for the physical things through your own self-interest, and you'll just reveal that inherent nature inside you. That your desire that makes you love doing the wrong thing. That's what hides this true inner point inside of you. That's these layers of tava. You want other stuff. So that's how you're going to get to the Avat Hashem. Just let it out. Uber Shamro at Atzmo. It's Mashiach Mimela Achar Hashem Barach. And if you can keep, if you watch yourself not to be going after your own self-interest, your selfishness, then Mimela, automatically, you will be drawn to Hashem, B'chol Libo, Nafsho, Kinesh Kavanah, as we said before.
So what are the Nistarot again?
Well, it's the Nistaro in Tehillim here is the things that I don't know that I'm doing wrong. The Shigiyot.
So what does that mean, Hanistarot l'Hashem Elokeinu?
That I'm not, I can't, I'm not asked to perfect everything. That this pasuk here, it's a Moshe's reassuring them that you're not, you know, you don't have to worry, you're not going to know everything. It's okay. Niglot adlanu, lasot gdol divrei, you can do the right thing. You know, things that you know about, you should do. Things you don't know about, don't worry about them. David's saying, protect me from even the nistarot.
Okay.
Okay. And he's working in, so the abstract is that nistarot in Ta'emes is almost the opposite thing, is that hidden inside this desire to do Hashem's will that is hidden.
All right.
So you have the ability to be like the sun, be like the Shemaim HaAretz. You can serve Hashem. And Moshe Shapiro, who was a Rosh Yeshiva, you heard of him?
No.
He is the one who always quoted by other people talking about Machshava and Jewish philosophy, Rabbi Tetz, Rabbi Kagan. He gets quoted all the time. He never wrote anything down. Passed away in 2006. So his students all quote him. But this is a book by his son-in-law.
R.E. Feldman.
That's the son. Oh, I should have didn't finish this today. It's still in red. I have to edit, I have to write some words there. Okay, it says that this is the distinction between Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim and Kabbalat Ol Mitzvot. That's two parts of the Shema.
Oh.
Right? The first is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. That when we form mitzvah, because of kingship, right? Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim, first part of Shema. Shema Israel, listen, God is one. We are essentially not doing so out of choice and appreciation of his actions, but rather because we, like any subject, must do the king's bidding. Doing mitzvah because you're commanded, because God said so. That's one aspect. The other is Kabbalat Ol Mitzvot. He says that the idea is that the mitzvah, in the sense that the Shemayim va'aretz are doing mitzvot. They're just laws of physics. That's natural. That's automatic. We comply due to our acceptance of the yoke of mitzvot. We're doing so because we realize that our very existence depends on fulfilling his commands. Just as we appreciate that we must breathe, eat, and drink for physical survival, so we fulfill the schedule of 13 mitzvot to guarantee our spiritual survival. In addition, we accept and appreciate that our welfare and physical conditions depend on our spiritual state. Here, so with that when it said when Rashi reads it as he said, "Gluba shemayim shebarati, shema shinu." Look at the heavens, right? They didn't change. So it's a lesson about our attitude toward the mitzvot. To think of mitzvot as being as inherently right as the laws of nature, it feels like, okay, this is automatic, and not. Not, we're not doing it because, well, God's standing overhead and going to beat us over the head if we don't do it, but that is in fact.
Okay. I'm still, I hate to ask again,
Yeah.
but maybe because I always thought that phrase, Hanistarot LaHashem, means we don't understand what's going on, like bad things happen to good people, blah blah. Those are nistarot, those that's God's realm. Don't
Okay,
even
that's a
ask. But
that's a
this is something else.
this is a different way of looking at that, right? Now there are other lots of ways of looking at it. So the way Rashi interprets that is that it's nistarot is talking about communal responsibility. That's one
Oh.
other way of looking at it. Nistarot meaning I'm not responsible for the things that you do, benistar, but the stuff that you do
Oh.
really belong to us as a community. I have to be I'm responsible for you in that sense. This is another way of looking at it. Then nistarot are talking about the that what David talks about here of the nistarot that David's asking Hashem, protect me from these nistarot. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm not sure exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh.
I make mistakes.
So it's in opposition to Zedim.
As opposite, right? So, right.
Zedim is
This,
I
like, this
know what I'm
Zedim in
doing,
David is what
and
Moses calls the niglot.
Nistarot is I don't know what I'm doing wrong. It's hidden from me, but I'm doing something wrong. What? I
Protect
still
me.
don't.
Yeah. What? Protect me from doing those wrong things. I don't know exactly what the right thing is.
Oh.
Right? I mean, give, you know, I
So
don't want to do wrong. Even, and
I need God's
Moshe,
help, basically. I
right,
need
that's what he's
God's
saying.
help.
Right. That's what he's saying, that I need your help. I want to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not perfect. I don't always do the right thing. Hashem,
Okay.
can I get your help to do the right thing? Just
Okay.
like the Shemayim va'aretz will always do the right thing. And my attitude is that there exists a right thing to do. I would like to do the right thing. I don't always do it. I'm not as good as the Shemayim va'aretz. That's because Hashem, you created me with this free will. So I don't, you know, it's not automatic that I do the right thing. I have to work at it.
And what's the meaning of that? Nothing hides from the sun?
That as the way I'm reading it, is that nothing's hidden from the sun in obeying Hashem's will. There are no nistarot for the sun. Ein nistar mechamato. There's nothing hidden from. There are nistarot. There's no the sun doesn't make mistakes.
The R nistar. So what is the A nistar?
Ein nistar. There are no nistarim for the sun. For human beings, they're nistarim.
Oh, the sun. Well, we're not the sun. We're
Right, that's what
different.
he's saying. The
Oh, okay.
sun, the Shamayim, they obey the law of physics. There's no free
Oh.
will. They always get it right. That I'm looking at that and thinking,
Einistar. Okay, but
in this time, that
we
I
have
would love to get
Einistar.
every, do everything perfect. I'm not. I will not get everything
Okay.
perfect. Right? That's my privilege and my from having free will. That's wonderful, but it means that I will get things wrong.
And then when Moshe calls on the Shemayim v'aretz as witnesses, it's to remind us that, like, why are they witnesses? Because they're different
That's
than us.
right, but he's saying that the Rashi is interpreted as that. That's what they're witnesses, is that they're a proof of what is possible. Look at the
Oh,
sun,
okay.
right? Yeah, right. That's Rashi's words here, right?
Okay.
Histaklu b'shamayim, and histaklu ba'aretz shemashina. That never gets anything wrong. Okay, this
Yeah.
is it is possible. Look at that. That's your goal there, to have the your the mitzvot be like the laws of physics. You're right, it's not actually possible. There are nistarot from you. That's your goal, right? That's kind of the aim there. And you're asking Hashem, help me with that. And the Sfas Emes says that is part of the chesed, that it is possible to do that. You can get it is possible for you to get it right. That's a chesed.
It's possible because God's on our side helping us. You need that chesed. Could you go back to that pasuk with the chesed?
The pasuk from Tehillim, that was one over here. B'chashem chesed, yata tashlem le'ish k'maseh. Right? And so the Gemara says that it seems to contradict each other. And the Gemara says, well, you're right. And the key here is not because, but it's almost even though. Key is despite, often is. B'chashem
Okay.
chesed. Even though, yes, there really should be an absolute, right? You get the wrong, you fall off a cliff, you're going to get hurt. That's ish tashlim ish maseu. Hashem, you have chesed here because you're going to give us the chance. You're going to help us get it the right way and make the right choice. Even if we get it wrong, we're going to get back.
Because of
That's the
chesed.
message of, and that's the message of tshuva as we head into Rosh Hashanah as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's our chesed. Sounds like I could kind of speak this out a little bit better. Maybe I should add that part about tshuva in as well. At the end over here.
Wait, I'm one more. It's that it uses that word ein nistar mechamato mecha.
Ein
Oh,
nistar
good. Okay, that's a good link to nistarot,
right.
right?
That's the key thing. I think that's the common theme
Yeah.
between the two halves. The
Yeah.
Shemayim v'aretz have ein nistar, and I have nistar.
And I can, right.
Okay, even though I really want, right? Abdacham nishamra b'hem. Torah is wonderful; it's great. I would like to get it right, but I'm a perfect Hashem. Have that. You have to add
Okay.
that as a paragraph there.
And what's the chatan doing there? Just happy people?
I didn't. Yeah, that's a symbol of joy there. I didn't do
Okay.
anything with that.
Okay.
I
Okay.
mostly emphasize in the metaphor is the Gibor Larutz Orach.
Oh, Kagibor
Right. And it's
Larutz.
not a Gibor going out to battle, not that sense. That's why I translate it as athlete. But it's Rutz Orach literally to
Larutz.
running on a track. And the same
Like the
idea,
sun.
there isn't a place to go. There aren't choices to be made. You got the track, you're running along it. Be nice if life were that easy. The sun has it that easy.
Right.
Your life isn't little matchbox cars with a little slot keeps them on the track.
Yeah. No choices. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good
Another
coming into
paragraph.
Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna add a paragraph on that too.
What's the next week's parsha, but right before Rosh Hashanah? This is
This
it.
is
This
the
is the
parsha right
Shabbos
before.
before Rosh
It's the
Hashanah.
Shabbos Rosh Hashanah.
Oh my
This is
God,
it.
right. It's
This
so
is it, right? This
close.
is the parsha of Tshuva.
Oh, okay.
This is it, right? You got this Shabbos, then next Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Time to work on being perfect.
Yeah.
And you're
Just
already
go. I'm just going to go along my orbit. Just
there.
continue. Okay, that's good. Thank
Okay,
you.
I'm going to stop and we'll stop the recording
Have a
here.
good Shabbat. Look at all those beautiful babies.